Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, June 28th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. For the past several years, America has been absolutely losing its mind on race. What's driving this exactly? I mean, objectively, American race relations are way better than they were a half a century ago. Nobody's banned from restaurants. Nobody's banned from schools or theaters or jobs simply on account of their skin color. Nobody's being forced to the back of the bus. Nobody's getting disenfranchised through rigged literacy tests. The Ku Klux Klan is a complete joke with a few dozen members, half of them probably feds. It's not an actual threat to anyone. But somehow, none of that matters. Instead of being a model for racial progress, we have to hear lectures every day about how irredeemably racist America is. The left has completely committed itself to constant racial agitation. 2 years ago, in the name of a racial reckoning, political leaders let mobs burn down police stations, set churches on fire, loot stores, and completely destroy our shared heritage. Check out the public schools in any major city. There's no doubt you'll find teachers pushing critical race theory and other toxic poisons, which, by the way, teach white children to hate themselves and that they're always racist and naturally evil, and that they owe the entire world reparations for the sins of their ancestors. In California, right now, that state has convened a special race reparations task force. Now, even when slavery was legal in America, California was a free state. But activists in the state are still demanding sweeping and probably permanent special racial privileges under the banner of equity. They're suggesting that California give free houses and free college and free private school tuition and zero interest loans, all on the basis of race. Some people, of course, will be winners and get all of this because they're in the right racial group. But everybody else will be the losers forced to pay for all of it. This isn't equality. This is the creation of a racial caste system. Just like what Jim Crow was a century ago. We desperately need brave leaders. Leaders that are brave enough to push back against this explicitly. Even within the Republican Party, most politicians are too cowardly and cucked. They don't want to talk about this, so they just prefer to pretend it's not even happening. But if anybody can speak honestly, it ought to be Dr. Ben Carson, former 2016 presidential candidate, Donald Trump's HUD secretary, and one of the most famous surgeons in America. Dr. Carson is one of the few famous doctors who still really deserves that title. Last fall, while the CDC and FDA stampeded to start vaccinating every child that they could find, Dr. Carson told the truth. Children are at virtually no risk, so it's insane to inject them with an experimental vaccine that they do not need and whose long-term outcomes we do not know. What we've seen so far, though, looks very dangerous and in many cases deadly. Dr. Carson is a wise man. He has some new wisdom out in his first book since leaving his job with the Trump administration last year. The book is Created Equal, The Painful Past, Confusing Present, and Hopeful Future of Race in America. You can find it online right now wherever books are sold. We highly encourage you to grab a copy, and Dr. Carson joins us now. Dr. Carson, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Delightful to be with you.
So, systemic racism, we hear this constantly. Is it a thing in America?
Well, it is a thing, but probably not where you might think. It's a thing because there are those who believe that Black people, for instance, like myself, should think a certain way and should all have the same mindset. And if they don't, they're a race traitor, they're an Uncle Tom, they're any other kind of epithet that you can think of. That, to me, is racist. When President Biden said, if you're having trouble deciding between me and Donald Trump, you ain't Black. That is one of the most racist statements I've ever heard. But you have to recognize that our country has made enormous progress just in my lifetime. When I was a kid and a Black person came on television in a non-servile role, it was a big deal. You called everybody into the living room, hey, watch this. And today, in the same lifetime, You have Black admirals and generals and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and heads of foundations and university presidents, including Ivy Leagues. We've elected a Black president twice of the United States. We have a Black vice president. I mean, to say that we haven't made enormous progress is just a fallacy. It doesn't mean that we've reached nirvana, but it means we've made a lot of progress. And shouldn't we build our future on the progress rather than going back and picking out the things that were defective and trying to build on that, which is what the critical race theory and 1619 people are trying to do? And it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for us as a nation.
What do you make of the origination of all of this? For an example, we remember Nancy Pelosi bowing with a kente cloth around her neck. I mean, what is this exactly?
Well, I think there have always been those who wanted to fundamentally change this nation, have never really truly agreed with who we are. And in order to fundamentally change our nation, you have to first get people to believe that there's something wrong with it and that it needs to be fundamentally changed. And hence all of this garbage about how evil we are, how they take something like slavery and try to make it seem like it's something unique to the United States of America. It is not. If you know anything about history, slavery has been a part of mankind since there's been written history. And there are more slaves today than there have ever been in the history of the world. When you look at human trafficking and the number one consumer of it, guess who? The United States of America. So we got some real issues going on right here today. We don't have to go back 200 years. But if we want to find something that's unique about the United States and slavery, it's that we had so many people who were vehemently opposed to it that we fought a bloody civil war and lost a large portion of our population to get rid of it.
So we have things like affirmative action, college admissions, history classes only portraying whites as racist pillagers, the general demonization of white American culture in movies and in the media and on TV shows. We've seen the historical monuments of white people, predominant white people in this country, destroyed and taken down. White parents are pursued by the FBI and kicked out of school meetings for opposing this critical race theory poison, not being able to make acknowledgement of being white with a positive connotation, payouts in California for low-income families, unless you're white. I mean, the list is endless. Do you recognize anti-white racism as being prevalent and on the rise in America?
There's no question that people are trying to use it and use all the race issues as a cudgel to beat people into submission. But probably as a brain surgeon, I can tell you, when you cut that skin and peel it back and take off that bone flap and open the dura, you're operating on the thing that makes that person who they are. It's not the skin, it's not the hair, it's not the shape of the nose, it's the brain that makes you who you are. And you know, things like critical race theory are completely antithetical to humanity, because what they emphasize is surface characteristics. Animals have brains that do very well with surface characteristics. Their midbrains are made for quick reaction. Ours are not. But we have these gigantic frontal lobes with the ability to access information from the past, integrate it with information from the present, project it into the future, do complex calculations and strategies, and to evaluate the content of one's character, as opposed to just looking at the color of one's skin.
Why do you suppose that this all originates from the left, and why aren't they using their lobes?
That's a good question. You know, I think that they're the ones who've been confiscated into the "let's change America" philosophy, not really thinking about what that means. I think probably if a lot of them were able to live in a communist society or a socialist society, they changed their minds pretty quickly. Many of them are what Vladimir Lenin referred to as useful idiots. You know, you just get them and they, that's it, without really thinking about what's going on.
So if they're talking about fundamentally changing America, do you think that that gives some legitimacy to the theory of the white replacement? Because we're being gaslit into believing that that doesn't actually exist in this country.
Yeah, well, I mean, that whole concept is just foolishness. And, you know, why do we even spend time thinking about it when we have real issues to deal with? You know, when we have issues that where people are suffering significantly financially for filling up their cars and getting baby formula and getting food to put on their table and being able to develop their intellect and achieve at their maximum levels, why aren't we concentrating on those things rather than these artificial problems that people have created in order to enhance their own political position?
So you don't give any credence to the theory of white replacement. You don't believe that that's happening in this country.
I don't think that it's a critical issue. You know, I think we need to be thinking not about white or black or brown or yellow. We need to be thinking about America. And let's make sure that we have a situation that allows everybody to understand that we're in the same boat. And if part of the boat sinks, the rest of it's going down too. So it won't really matter what color you are.
Well, I happen to agree with you. But as a white person in America, and with white kids that are going to schools and being indoctrinated to hate themselves because of the color of their own skin, it is something that I recognize as being a legitimate anti-white racism. And then when I watch our borders as they are wide open to anybody who is Latino or coming from other parts of the world, these people, their primary language is not English. They're not here legally in the first place. They're bogging down the school system. They're requiring all kinds of extra special attention. But a white person isn't getting that. And so to me, Dr. Carson, respectfully, it is a big deal. And that's why I think, you know, I wanted to bring it up, because it is a real problem out here in real America, and people, white people, are dealing with it.
It's a big problem, but it's a much bigger problem than skin color. You know, the things that you just mentioned are huge issues that will affect us as a nation going down the road. It doesn't matter who's coming in across our southern border. If they're doing it illegally, it's putting a strain on our system. But more importantly, and here's something that I think a lot of people don't think about, you got countries like Iran that see us as the great state Satan that want to destroy us. Now, why wouldn't they send their destructors in through our southern border, target all of our energy facilities, and knock them out? And what are we doing to stop it? Absolutely nothing. And I think that's where a huge problem comes in for us. A huge problem.
I agree, 100%. There's probably weapons caches and dirty bombs and all kinds of things, cells of terrorists inside of this country already. This is being done by design. It's on purpose. Our own borders don't matter as we send $40 billion to one of the most corrupt countries in all of Europe, Ukraine, to secure their border, which is a big fake lie. All of it is a lie. They've lied about the events of the war. You're not here to talk about the war, but that's just something that really, really bothers me. I want to talk a little bit about COVID. I know that, you know, we're talking, by the way, with Dr. Ben Carson, the author of Created Equal. It's available right now wherever you can find a book. Go get the book. Absolutely amazing. Dr. Carson, definitely qualified to eminently qualified to speak on all of this, and COVID as well, being a doctor, deserving of that title, unlike many that demand to be called doctor. Biden comes to mind for some reason. I don't know why. But this COVID shot rollout, and kids specifically, and the way that this shot was rolled out and what groups it targeted, was any of this, in your opinion, racially profiled at its inception?
I don't know if it was racially profiled, but there is something nefarious about it. Why do you think it is that they would not recognize natural immunity? Because if they recognize natural immunity, then you cannot insist that everybody get the shot. Why is it, do you think, that there was this tirade against some treatments, some therapeutics, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin? Because there was a silly rule in place that said, if there is a viable alternative treatment, then you can't get an emergency use authorization for the vaccine. You know, there's all this nefarious stuff going on. And I think it has completely ruined the trust in our federal medical facilities.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's eye-popping to look at the amount of vaccine injuries reported to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System and to the deaths and the deaths of children. Yes. And to have an entire government full of bureaucratic parasites who are unwilling to call attention to this. Why is that? Why is everybody scared to talk about the dangers and deadly effects of these shots that, by the way, are not vaccines?
Well, you know, they're not the traditional definition of vaccines. This is experimental stuff that's going on, which is why I've come out so vehemently against vaccinating children who have almost no risk from the disease itself. And why would you trade no risk for unknown future risk? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And yet we're doing a lot of things that don't make sense, except isn't it interesting that this has been a tremendous way to control people, to control the populace. And don't think that that's being lost on a lot of the politicians who are power hungry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're stealing elections under the guise of COVID and everything else. He's the former Trump HUD secretary. He's the author of Created Equal. Got to ask you before we go here, it's been eating at me. In the book, you capitalize black, but not white. Was that intentional and why?
I asked the same question. The publisher said that's the way it's done these days.
It is. Interesting. Yeah. can we get you back again sometime, Dr. Carson?
I would be delighted to come back. Absolutely.
Go get the book. It's called Created Equal. It's available wherever you find a book right now. Dr. Ben Carson, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Great talking to Dr. Ben Carson. My good friends over at Goldco have been helping Americans to protect themselves against government theft and tax hikes and hyperinflation. We just talked briefly with Dr. Carson about this $40 billion going over to Ukraine. You had no vote in that, but yet you're paying for it. Social Security is bankrupt. They're coming for your IRA, your savings, and your 401k. This is money that clearly you had a plan for. You worked your butt off to earn it and even harder to save it. Whether it's the cabin in the woods or the condo or the lake house or the beach house or vacations or your kids' tuition or being able to kick your feet up and ultimately not work one day. The good friends over at Goldco that I'm speaking of have been helping people to protect that retirement savings. Use physical gold and silver to do it. Call Goldco right now, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call them. I have had dozens of emails, people thanking me for directing them to Goldco, and that's why we will continue to do it. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Protect your retirement savings from the theft and the tax hikes and the hyperinflation that we're seeing now. Everything is cyclical. And the last time we saw this decline in the American economy, we saw gold skyrocket. It's happening again right now. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. One more time, 855-706-GOLD. Royal Raymond Rife was an American scientist and inventor during this country's early 20th century golden age. Nearly a century ago, Rife developed a contraption called the oscillating beam ray, which fired radio waves into the human body at a specific frequency. Well, Rife said that this beam ray could fight diseases by destabilizing and destroying deadly microorganisms, from bacteria all the way to deadly cancer cells. Rife collaborated with other top scientists and doctors and inventors. His findings appeared in newspapers and scientific journals, but today, though, we can't have that. No, Rife's work is now rejected by the mainstream medical community. People have even gone to prison for selling or treating people with so-called Rife machines that recreate his oscillating beams. But you know how we are on this show, total rebels. Instead of just believing whatever we're told to believe, we like to, I don't know, actually investigate directly and decide for ourselves. We know that's dangerous. Lord knows, in the past 2 years, we've seen more than enough to automatically be skeptical of anything the medical industrial complex says. Christopher Key has spent years promoting Rife's theories as a means to improve health and wellness, and he joins us now. Christopher Key, thanks so much for coming. We always appreciate seeing you.
Brother, it is fabulous to be here with the Stu Peters Nation, the Stu Peters family. We want to talk today about how to take action, and more important, solutions. Solutions that we've been bringing here on this network that nobody else is bringing to the masses. They have been poisonous with the water. They've been poisonous with the air. They've been poisonous with the bioweapons. But one of the things we haven't talked about is the frequencies. They are poisonous with frequencies from the cell phones, from the Wi-Fi. They're all around us, Stu. And those frequencies are very, very bad for the human body. If you understand science, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. And Rife found this out. Royal Raymond Rife life in 1932, he was given 16 terminal cancer patients by the equivalent of the American Medical Association. And in 60 days, Stu, he cured 14 of the 16. Took him another 30 days to cure the other two. 100% cure rate. And why do we not want, why do we not know about this? Because the medical establishment does not want we the people to know that there's simple things out there like these technologies to heal the human body. My good friend and mentor, Lynn Kinney, had terminal cancer almost 25 years ago. He bought the original estate of Royal Raymond Rice. He back engineered it, and he cured himself of terminal cancer, along with over 35,000 other people that had terminal cancer. But Stu, Lynn Kinney ended up dead on the first ever cancer cruise we had. He ended up dead on the ship, brother. And one of the things I want to talk about with frequencies, I wanted to bring this technology out to my athletes, okay? Because I've always worked in the realm of the athletic realm, and I knew if we could get this technology to the athletes, they would show the world. But it was very hard to get my athletes to sit under this light. So we developed something even better that would show people how instantly this technology would work. And that's where we were able to take these little chips that I've shown your listeners about, where if you have any pain in your body, brother, you can take the chip, put it where the pain is, and instantaneously, the pain is greatly decreased, if not gone. Or, as you just did, you can put it on the back of your cell phone to help you deal with the bad frequencies better. Guys, they are poisonous with this radiation, and we have to take action. That's why anybody out there that needs these little chips, you send a text to 205-936-9803, and I'll make sure you receive it. A lot of you are skeptics out there. I love people being skeptical, but all you have to do is try this, and you'll be amazed. When you put this on your pain, the pain will be greatly decreased, if not gone. My professor, Stu, at Alabama, okay, when I brought this to them, they're like, Christopher, this makes no logical sense. But I said, brother, you always taught me when I don't understand something, you bring it back to the lab and you do the randomized double-blind placebo studies. And we did. And they're like, this is crazy. It makes no logical sense. But guys, God spoke and we were. Everything is energy. Everything is frequency. And this is one of the technologies that got me banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball. One of the reasons why the government came in, seized everything I own 8 years ago and shut us down. But this technology works, too. And your listeners need access to it. So please come call me, 205-936-9803. We will give you the solutions. But, brother, I want to talk about one thing real quick because I know we don't have much time.
Well, can I ask a question? Let me get a word in edgewise here. My goodness. So I love your energy, bro. Listen, the thing that's flashing behind you, is this a Rife machine? Is this a beam ray that's over there behind you?
Yes, sir. This is the beam ray that Lynn Kinney back engineered and cured himself and over 35,000 other terminal cancer patients.
Okay. So, I mean, I can't imagine why somebody wouldn't want that flashing in their house. I mean, how do you get any rest? How often does that thing just stay on? Because it looks like the cops have pulled their vehicles into your home. It's like if you're epileptic, do you have to worry about this thing? Are you going to have a seizure? So how does this thing work? How often do you have to have it on? Does it have to be going all the time?
No. Again, God made us all different, but the standard protocol, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, thank God, and I would never tell anybody how to do anything with their human body and take care of their temple, but people usually use it for 90 minutes a day, twice a day, to build up the body, to give the body the frequencies it needs to rebuild, regrow, and rejuvenate. You know, this technology, they don't want you to have access to it, brother, because again, if you remember Aretha Franklin, she was able to hit that high note and it shattered the glass. The ruling elite, the evil empire figured this out. And they have been doing everything they can to torment us with these negative frequencies. So what we're trying to do is put back the good frequencies into the human temple so that you guys can go out and do God's work and preach God's word, because you can't do that if you don't take care of your temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements, the herbs, the frequencies, the air. They're poisonous with everything, brother.
Yeah, there's no question that they're killing us. They're absolutely trying to kill us in every way possible. And they've told us that they're trying to kill us. You demonstrated this when I was at the Let's Go Brandon rally in Brandon, Florida, just near Tampa. I couldn't believe it when you did this, and this wasn't a joke. I know Witski, our executive producer here, says that since she's been wearing these things, her balance is better. But of course, there are always skeptics out there. How much does something like this cost? I mean, can people try this for relatively affordable prices?
Well, again, Stu, Since we brought this technology to market a little over almost 20 years ago, there's 1,000 different companies that sell these for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but all the Stu Peters listeners can get them for zero, nothing. All you got to do, brother, is send me a text with your name, address, and email, and I will ship these out to you. This right here, it only cost me 58 cents to ship it, so I'll give this to anybody and everybody. And I love for people to say it doesn't work, because then I want to talk to you and find out why it didn't work for you so we can go back to the drawing board and make this better.
It's okay, really so difficult for anybody to say that he's running a grift. I mean, he's giving it away for free. You guys all heard that. So it's difficult for anybody to say, well, he's just trying to get rich. No, he's actually paying 58 cents to send this out to you. And by the way, doxing himself to do it. This is the second person on the show that doesn't mind just handing out their personal cell phone number. I'll never really understand it, but I'm not going to give out mine, by the way. But I commend you. And you know what? If people want to give donations, I do know that you accept donations at vaccine-police.com. But Vaccine Police is responsible for a whole lot of things other than this beam ray technology. Also, you know, you're sending out free chlorine dioxide. You're putting up billboards in every major metropolitan area along highways, waking people up. You're driving a vehicle that's wrapped with the current vaccine adverse events reporting system deaths, which we know to be low. You're all over the place going into school board meetings, confronting big pharma executives, blowing up meetings with elected representatives that are ignoring the injuries and deaths caused by these COVID bioweapon lethal injections. So the Vaccine Police has been really, I mean, honestly, I don't think anybody's been more boots on the ground than the Vaccine Police and Christopher Key. You've been all over the place. Your energy is just incredible. So if anybody's doubting that this stuff actually refocuses the energy, case in point, here's the proof right in front of you. But I don't know about wearing the thing on my forehead when I go out in public. I don't really know if this is something that, hey, but you know what? Who cares? It's not a good look. So what? Guess what? I'm going to outlive you, right? People can get this just by texting you. And you said that you wanted to say one more thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, brother. Real quick. Last time we talked about the deer antler velvet. Okay. I got to tell a quick story, because why this was brought to America. Dr. Rick Lentini, his cousin had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, brother. Lou Gehrig's disease. He was balled up in a ball. He was sent home to die, Stu, given 3 months to live, 3 months to live. Rick Lentini had very good connections all around the world, and he met Dr. Duarte. Dr. Duarte talking about IGF-1. He went to New Zealand, met with the New Zealand government. He brought back the IGF-1, and they injected it into his cousin's veins. And his ALS got unbelievably better. He came out of the fetal position. He lived another 15 years. This is why Rick Lentini brought the IGF-1 to America, and that's why they developed the patent, so that you could spray it under your tongue and get 98% absorption. That is the most amazing thing in the world, to help the body rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. So you got to detox with the chlorine dioxide. You put the chips on to make the cells communicate, and then you take the IGF-1 to allow everything to do what God intended it to do, brother. Lastly, I've got to wish my mom and dad a happy birthday. Their birthday's today. My dad is 11 minutes older than my mother. 11 minutes, born at 7-Eleven, and that's why I've got my 11 on my necklace for my mom and dad and my twins, because it's all about taking care of our temple, and we wouldn't be here without our parents. So abortions, thou shalt not kill, brother. Thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen. All right. Well, happy birthday to Mr. and Mrs. Key. We hope that you have a fantastic day. Christopher Key, all of these products, give your number real quickly one more time.
205-936-9803, vaccine-police.com, brother. Love you.
Christopher Key, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know, man, it's all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the Wu flu. Back the blue. vaccine-police.com.
And obviously, you know, having your brain right is probably the most important thing that you can do for your body's overall health. Your brain controls everything. And we don't want you getting duped. We don't want anybody to be able to pull the wool over your eyes or catch you while you're still groggy or sleepy in the morning. No more hitting your snooze button. No more coffee. No more shot of caffeine required. An instant on switch for your brain. Imagine that every day. If you're truly Stu Crew, you have to have a strong brain. We can't have any weak-minded people floating around claiming to be Stu Crew. No. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters, newtopia.com/Stu Peters, and check out these custom brain supplements. Everything from added focus and clarity, be able to distinguish lies versus truth, be able to funnel all of the peripheral information that you're getting and put it into a direct line and make sense of everything. Be ready to go right away in the morning and throughout your day. Added aggression for working out in the gym. If you want to relax at night but want to rid of alcohol, because alcohol kills brain cells and it also kills the rest of your body, Newtopia also offers this Gabalicious, which I love to take. It actually feels like alcohol, but instead it's actually good for you. The products from Newtopia are 100% safe. They're not addictive and they're 100% legal. Go to newtopia.com/Stu Peters and get the brain supplements. Be mentally strong. Be true Stu Crew. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Well, in an historic and far-reaching decision, the U.S. Supreme Court officially reversed Roe v. Wade on Friday, declaring that this constitutional right to abortion that never existed, upheld for nearly a half a century, in fact, really doesn't exist. And on this program, we didn't sugarcoat what this really means. And that's that the battle ahead will be even more challenging than the 50-year war that we just endured and won. Now, the baby-killing monsters from radicalized, pedophilia-rampant, child-sacrificing states filled with wicked, evil, and vile monsters will become even more desperate to murder the unborn. And we must not pack up and go home. But it's not just American states responding to this heroic ruling, majority authored by Justice Alito. No, the whole world is reacting to that gift from God. And we're watching the manifestation of demons across the planet. Maria Z is our Australian correspondent, and she says that the country's possessed psychopaths are seething harder than ever. She joins us now. Maria, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Stu. Yes, it's unbelievable. I told you some time ago when this far left-leaning government was employed that we would start to see really horrible things here in this country. Of course, we've watched what's happened in the United States with Biden, the Biden regime. And South Australia, who previously decriminalized abortion, has just declared that new laws will come into effect on the 7th of July, which are going to allow abortions until 22 weeks and 6 days gestation without needing to provide a
22
reason.
Weeks a and reason. 6 days. That's almost 23 weeks. That's one day short of 23 weeks. There are babies that are born and do just fine at 23 weeks.
Yes, it's murdering a child, which is what abortion is. But this is this child is formed, Stu. Children are, as you said, born at this time. And this is completely not needing a reason to murder this baby. It is horrific. And this is
from the minute that they're conceived, they're alive. I mean, there is no time that is acceptable. But 23 weeks makes my stomach turn, Maria. I mean, yes, you're right. These are foreign babies. This is about the time where expecting mothers go in and they have that 3D scan where you can actually see the child moving around. It has all 10 fingers, all 10 toes. It reacts to certain things, pushing and prodding and other things that, you know, get done during examinations of, you know, expecting mothers. These babies react to their environment at this age. They are, by all intents and purposes, ready to come into the world as living, breathing gifts from God, like children. I mean, this is horrific.
It is horrific, Stu. And I just hate to think, knowing what we know about what some of these organizations like Planned Parenthood are doing with these organs, I don't even want to, it's too horrific for me to imagine what's going to start happening to these children that are killed at this age and who they're going to go to.
Who's responsible for this decision to allow this to happen?
This would be Peter Malinauskas in South Australia, the Premier, the same one who recently declared a climate emergency, Stu.
Oh, yes. Speaking of acts of God and giving us children, it seems that weather, although be it normally is described as an act of God, specifically for insurance companies, the big criminals and fraudsters that they are. It's not so much an act of God in Australia right now. It seems that you're talking about weather machines and that climate change is being intentionally inflicted upon the people of Australia.
Yes. So we've just been told that our intelligence chief, Andrew Shearer, is going to be investigating climate change security risks and the implications for national security of climate change. I want people to really consider what that means. We've also been told that, you know, La Nina is going to continue for years to come. We're going to have wet weather, perpetual conditions, they've told us, perpetual conditions for years to come. Now, what does this, the implications of national security, what do you need your chief of national security or chief of intelligence looking at the national security of the weather? Well, this is what this means, Stu. It means the implementation of a digital ID. It means a social credit score that's tied to that digital ID. It means how many times you drove your car this month, because this all impacts the climate, right? It means how many times you bought meat to feed your child this month. And you ate meat too many times this month, or your child drank milk too many times this month. You've been a bad boy. You don't get your UBI after we've destroyed the economy, or you don't get to access your bank account. It is going to lead to a far worse totalitarianism than we saw during the times of COVID. That was child's play. How long before you were labeled? Because remember, the chief of intelligence is involved here. How long before you were labeled a terrorist for drinking too much water or eating certain foods? We already know there was 9,000 tons will be produced of insects for human and pet consumption by a Canadian company per annum. This is going to become the norm. So you didn't eat our alternative proteins, you ate something else. You're now a terrorist as per our national security agency.
Well, you have all of these brand new camps that have been built in Australia. And so obviously the intent is to then label you a bad boy, give you a social credit score that's not acceptable for you to be among other human beings. You didn't eat enough cockroaches and ants this week. You're going to the gulag.
As ridiculous as it sounds, this is exactly where we're heading. The implementation of climate change will be, or the climate change measures will be enforced through intelligence. We already have directors in companies, of companies in Australia, Stu, that require a digital ID to continue working. We also have facial recognition, which is tracking your spending habits and behaviors, that's already been happening in places like Bunnings and Kmart, which is the equivalent of, I suppose, your Home Depot or Walmart, without people knowing. We just found out that they've already been doing this to us. So all of this surveillance that, you know, we're told is people have just accepted, COVID helped us accept this surveillance, is moving towards something that really the measures that we saw during COVID were nothing compared to what will happen here. You will not be able to live freely if we allow this to go through. And how does this relate to the United States? I've been telling everyone from the beginning, and you and I have spoken about this multiple times, Stu, Australia's the testing ground. We don't have the same protections in our constitution as you do from these tyrants. America must continue to fight for the rights of its constitution. Your constitution is under attack. These are the things that have protected you. Organizations such as the Tavistock Institute, they know what tactics to use in which places. They're not going to use the same tactic everywhere, but the goal is the same. It is a global totalitarian takeover. So don't think that America is not under attack. For people that think that perhaps America will escape what Australia is going through, no, it'll just be a different attack. So be wary of that, and don't ever give up your constitutional rights. You are the last hope of the world. I really believe that.
Well, I think of the constitutional rights that are of most importance and most critical and most crucial right now, and the one thing that they haven't tested here that they did test in Australia was taking away guns. Don't ever give an inch on the Second Amendment. The right to keep, meaning you don't put them in some storage locker that's government approved. You don't have to keep them at some gun club. You don't have to hide them and keep them separated from the ammo. You get to keep the gun. Bear. That means that wherever so you should go, wherever you should so choose, whether it's walking down the sidewalk or in your church or in the store or in your home, that you get to carry that gun. Keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Don't ever give an inch on the Second Amendment, and the rest of this nonsense will never happen. Maria Z, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
God bless you.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile in peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, this show is, of course, focused on American politics, but as you know, we also like to talk a lot about the wider English-speaking world. The United Kingdom, Australia, and of course, our neighbors to the north and Canada. This program has a lot of fans in Canada, and today we're going to speak to a guest that a lot of them have requested. Ken Drysdale is a Canadian freedom fighter. He spent 40 years in the construction industry as an engineer and built his own engineering consulting firm from the ground up. He became an expert on building things in the harshest possible environments, like Canada's frozen Arctic lands in the far north. That gave him a wide range of skills. He understands structural engineering, forensic engineering, project development, and execution. He understands how to run a project to make cost estimates, how to do a cost-benefit analysis. All of that makes Ken well qualified for his latest project, working with a small team to produce a 90-page report demonstrating that none of Canada's special anti-COVID measures ever worked. None of this is based on recruiting expert witnesses who would just say what Ken wanted them to say. All of this is instead based on the Canadian government's own statistics and their own words. Ken and his team dug up a Canadian government report from 2006, back when health policy was at least sometimes based on real evidence and science, rather than totalitarian health hysteria. The report was the government's plan for a pandemic, highly deadly flu virus. And guess what? It didn't recommend lockdowns. It didn't call for masking everyone. What it did recommend was stockpiling lots of antivirals, which in the end, the government never used. Ken and his team had other findings as well. They found that ICU beds in Manitoba province were slashed dramatically between 2006 and 2019. They checked the mortality rates for different age groups and found that the deaths attributed to COVID were grossly exaggerated. Go figure. Ken's report, in fact, raises the question of if there was ever a pandemic at all, or just a massive panic that provided an excuse to seize people's freedoms, which is what we've been articulating here for the longest time. Ken Drysdale joins us now. Ken, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate you making the time to be here with us today. So we've been saying the pandemic was fake, not that people weren't getting sick. We weren't saying that. We acknowledge that there is a sickness. There is a bioweapon that was intentionally released. None of this pangolin and bat soup nonsense, but that there was a bioweapon, in this show's opinion, that was developed here in the United States, moved ultimately to Wuhan, China, and then intentionally released on the world, but that there was no pandemic and this was all government orchestrated. You have found evidence that proves that theory to be correct and true.
Yes, that's correct. We looked at it from a whole bunch of different ways, but the most important thing that we did is we took the government statistics verbatim. In other words, we didn't debate it when they told us that so many people had died in this age group or so many people had died in that age group. We took the exact numbers that they gave us and we evaluated them to see if they actually made sense comparing what the numbers were to what actions the government took.
And what did you find?
Well, we found a lot of things. First, we found statistical evidence that this was an invented pandemic. For instance, when the government was telling us that if you were 70 years of age and older and you got COVID, it was like a death sentence. And they terrified millions of people. And so we looked at the death rates for people who were 70 years of age and older in 2019 for any cause. And we found that in Canada in 2019, before the pandemic, that if you were 70 years of age and older, your chance of dying in that year were 1 in 32. Then when we looked at the statistics as reported by the government for deaths due to COVID in 2020, we found that the risk of a 70-year-old dying of COVID in 2020 were 1 in 324. So your chances of just dying were 10 times higher than your chance of dying in COVID. And again, I want to emphasize, we didn't question their numbers. And we all know the issues with testing. We all know the issues with how they diagnosed it. But again, we wanted to see what their numbers actually told us without considering all of those other items.
And so, specifically, when you talk about the issues with testing and not questioning the numbers, what you're referring to is that this entire fake pandemic was based on a failed PCR test that produces 97% false positives, correct?
Yes, and the PCR test was never designed for this. It was a forensic tool. The intention of the PCR test was to be used in crime investigation to detect minuscule amounts of DNA in a crime scene. It was never intended to detect and diagnose disease.
Which, by the way, you can run one of these failed, recalled, prohibited PCR tests under your tap water and get a positive result.
Yeah, that's right. And now they're using that kind of thought process to test effluent and sewage treatment plants and detect all kinds of diseases there and tell us that we have even more pandemics on the way using the same failed technology.
So you have a nearly 90-page document.
Yes.
That proves everything. What else is in this document that the globalists who are pretending to be in charge now would not want the rest of the world to know? Because those are the questions we want to ask here on this program.
Yes. Just about everything in it, quite frankly. We looked at those same kinds of statistics for different people, different age groups. You know, we looked at people who are under the age of 19, for instance, and the chances of you getting in Canada in 2020, you getting and dying of COVID, if you were 19 years of age and younger, are 1 in 4 million. Your chances of just dying were about 1 in 6,000. So, you know, there was no justification to be rolling out any kind of treatment for people in that age group. We looked, for instance, at pregnant women and found that your chance of dying, getting COVID and dying if you were in the childbearing years were about 1 in 250,000. Well, your chances of dying just from getting pregnant were about 1 in 15,000, 16,000. So again, not justified. And then we also opened up the monographs from Pfizer with regard to what they knew and what they were telling doctors about what they knew about giving the shot to pregnant women. And it's incredible. I mean, right there in their information, they say, unknown. What are the effects on pregnant women? Unknown. What are the effects on breastfeeding? Unknown. And yet governments all around the world, including ours, were specifically targeting pregnant women and trying to get them to force them to take this vaccination, even though there's so many unknowns about it. And it goes on from there because when we started this investigation, it took on a life of its own. We didn't know what we were going to find. For instance, we found in Canada that between 2019 and 2020, there was a drop of 11,000 births in the country. And the trend for about 5 or 6 years before that was that births were increasing every year. And then there was an 11,000 drop. No one's even talked about that. Nobody's investigated that. Why is that? I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor. And I'm not sure that that qualifies anybody these days anyway.
No, it doesn't. Just ask Dr. Jill Biden, for example. So I see behind you, you have family pictures on the wall. I'm assuming that you're a father.
Yes, father of six, grandfather of four.
So with having to care for 10 people, and there's not a love like that. I know that as a father. I'm not yet a grandfather. Don't intend to be for quite some time. Don't push me. This is what really pisses me off, is the kids that have been pushed to and coerced into and you know, been scared to death about something that virtually affects none of them. It pisses me off. Is that what drove you to start this investigation?
That was one of the big issues. You know, in my own family, they were pregnant. One of our children were pregnant at the time, and the gynecologist was pushing all through the pregnancy to get the shot. And the husband said, no. And it caused quite a bit of problems in our family. And they didn't until the baby was born. But even after the baby was born, the wife went ahead and did it. And so when I started, that was one of the reasons I started looking into this. You know, how could they be saying what they're saying? And so that's one of the reasons that we went into this and looked at it in such great detail as to what do we really know about the effect of this jab on pregnant women? And it's shocking what we do and don't know about it. And it's changing.
Well, what
every
we
day.
Do know is that this is 100% risky, very, very dangerous, and in many cases, deadly.
Yes. You know, it's good that you brought that up. When we looked at children below the age of 19, if you set your risk of dying, getting and dying of COVID as one, the risk of having a severe adverse reaction was 16,000 times higher than your risk of contracting and dying of COVID. So how could they justify children of that age group taking this thing?
Okay, well, so we know a lot of what you're saying, and a lot of our audience is very educated. As a matter of fact, a lot of the Stu Peters Show tribe and Stu Crew family is probably more qualified imminently to be doctors now than most people that are calling themselves doctors. They have a lot of information. So we know this. So now this nearly 90-page document, 89 to be precise, what have you done to disseminate this? How high up in the Canadian government has this gone? And are there any so-called elected representatives that have taken this seriously and are going to emit action as a result of your findings?
Well, first off, I think a lot of politicians and police forces in Canada are taking it seriously, and that's why they're hiding from us. Every single member of parliament in Canada has received this report physically, by email, and by registered mail, probably upwards of 10, 15, 25 times. And they're getting it from people right across the country because it's really been picked up nationally here. And we're getting thousands, if not tens of thousands, of requests for the report. People are printing them. People are emailing. People are mailing them. So every single member of parliament, every single member of our Senate has got it. Every single police force in Manitoba, RCMP, which is our federal force, similar to your FBI, and just as corrupt, by the way, and every single police station. And it's really interesting. We just got a shocking email from Chief of Staff of the Winnipeg Police Service. Winnipeg is about a 750,000 person city. And when we submitted the report to them, he came back and told us that it was an excellent report. When we said we wanted to fire criminal charges, they said to us, well, who's going to sign the criminal charge? And it was going to be me. Well, it just so happens I don't live within the boundaries of the city of Winnipeg. Now, keep in mind the crime was committed in Winnipeg by Winnipeggers against Winnipeggers. And so they said, no, you can't file those charges because you're not a resident of the city. So if in the city of Winnipeg, if you're walking down the street and you witness a murder, you should just keep walking if you're not a resident of the city of Winnipeg, because the city of Winnipeg police won't accept a charge from you.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
Where can people find this document so that they can themselves print this and send it to every elected representative? Because 25 is not enough. It needs to be 25,000 or maybe 2.5 million for each one of these elected representatives. These cucks, these cowards, these liars, these criminals is what they are. And we are using, you specifically, are using the criminals' own words and data to prove that they have committed crimes against humanity. Where can people find this?
You can find it on our website, which is thetruefactsc19.com. That's thetruefactsc19.com. You'll find the report, you'll find the appendices, you'll find infographics pages. There's a blog there that tells you about everything that's going on with us. You know, instructions of how to go to the police, how to issue the report to them, the report on how to create groups like this, how to come together, where our next events are. It's a really comprehensive, very simple to navigate webpage.
Ken Drysdale, let me just tell you, globally, you're a hero for doing this, and you know, not just for your six kids and for your four grandkids. But, you know, for the entire world and all of their kids, for you to put the time and dedication into putting a team together and putting this document together, you are on the right side of history, sir. And, you know, someday there's going to be a museum of global patriots that stood together and exposed this for exactly what it was, and the people that prevented billions from being killed and exterminated from the face of the planet, and your face and your name will be included among those. I am confident of that. Ken Drysdale, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure being here.
Pleasure having you. And that's not something that I just say or take lightly. I really meant everything that I said. A lot of this can cause added stress and anxiety, even sleepless nights and low mood, even depression. Well, probably because 75% of Americans are dealing with a magnesium deficiency that they didn't even know that they had, and probably didn't know the importance of that mineral in their body for their overall health and their physical well-being and their psychological well-being. Magnesium Breakthrough has the perfect formula, the best formula, the 7 most important forms of that mineral designed specifically for you. Prevent depression and anxiety and added stress. Prevent sleepless nights. Prevent low mood by having the appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body. It's a super simple fix. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do the research on your own and then make the decision for yourself. Weird. I know, right? We're not going to force it on you. We're not going to hold a gun or a needle or a syringe to your head. Do the research for yourself, and I'm convinced that you'll be ordering from magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And when you do, if you like saving money, use the promo code StuPeters10 at checkout to get 10% off plus free shipping when you go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of the...